Okay, Parshas Drachim, we are in the Drush Revi'i in Derech Mitzrayim. So we had discussed last time the Parshas Drachim's big chiddush, that he said that even though, as most of us know, the Rabbanu Shalom will not punish a person today for something they will do in the future, like we all know from Yishmael, Ba'asher Husham, Hashem was not going to make the well appear for Yishmael, even though the Malachim said he's going to kill Jews in the future. He said, it doesn't matter, right now, he's okay. Right now he's a tzaddik, so Hashem's not going to punish him for the future. The Parshas Drachim's chiddush is that the inverse is not true. When it comes to rewarding someone, a person can be rewarded today for something they will do in the future. Like, an example, is Shevet Levi were not slaves in Egypt. And according to the Medrash, that's because they would eventually be the Masharsim in the Beis HaMikdash. Because of that tzchus, they weren't slaves before they did anything like that. He brings other riots, but that's his big chiddush, that a person can get rewarded in advance of doing something, but not punished. Okay, so that's where we left off. So now, if you remember, this all the drushim start off with some medrash. So the medrash, now he wants to explain what it meant. The medrash he had started with was, it says, Vayomer Elohem Melech Mitzrayim, Lama Moshe Aaron. So when Moshe and Aaron came to say, Paro, let the Jews go. So Paro said back to them, Lama Moshe Aaron. So the medrash says, Atem lama v'divreichem lama. You why and your words why. L'chulam siflotzechem, go back to your work. Am Yeshua ben Levi, shifto shalevi panahe yomei avodos perach. That Shevet Levi did not have to do work. That's why Moshe was able to come and go as he pleased. So Paro said to him, Atem lama v'divreichem lama. You why, your words why. Go back to work. What did Paro mean by saying that? So he suggests the following. That Paro, he says, somehow knew, I don't know how, with astrology, I'm not sure, but he said Paro was a Chacham Gadol, and he knew that the Jews would eventually sin with the Chet Egel, let's say by astrology, I don't know, but somehow he knew that. So he knew the Jews were going to sin. So he was saying to Moshe, you're telling me to let the Jews go. You're saying Hashem wants to let the Jews go. Well, I see that they're going to sin eventually. So why would Hashem take them out if he knows that they're going to sin? It must be that a person won't get, Hashem doesn't look at what you do in the future. He looks at the way you are today. Okay, but if so, Atem Lama, why are you guys here? You're here, why aren't you working? You're working because you're part of Shevet Levi. You're not working, rather, because you're part of Shevet Levi. Again, I don't know how Paro knew this, but that's what he's suggesting, that you guys are not working because of some schus you'll have in the future. So, Divreichem Lama. So then how do your words make sense? If you're rewarded now by not having to work because it's something you'll do in the future, you see Hashem does look to the future. So if so, why would Hashem want to take you guys out if he knows you're going to sin? So that's what I meant. Atem lama, v'divreichem lama. If you're here, why? So then your words make no sense. Okay, so that's one pshat he says. Then he offers a different pshat as follows. That it says, Rashi brings a couple times different versions of this, that Esav let Yaakov go, he said, you and I will split up because I have no chelik in Eretz Yisrael that he was given to you. So since I, Esav, have no chelik in Eretz Yisrael, I'll go away from you because I don't want to pay the Piron Hashtar, that's Kiara B'Meyav Shana Ger Yerazaracha, right? Esav didn't want to have to be in Shibud. See, why should I be in Shibud? I'm not getting the land anyway. Rashi brings it a couple times. That Esav said, you guys go ahead, you Yaakov go away because I have no chelik in the Aretz, therefore I don't have a chelik in the Piron Hashtar. And so too in Chukas, remember then the Jewish people sent to Esav, let us through. They said, Ko amar achicha Yisrael, Rashi brings there also. Why did he mention Achva? He said, well, we were all sons of Avram. All of Avram's sons were supposed to have Kigei Yerazarcha 400 years. You didn't do the Piron Shtar, so you don't get Eretz Yisrael, right? The same thing, that they seem to go together. Whoever is going to get Eretz Yisrael has to be in Golos for 400 years. Whoever is not getting Eretz Yisrael does not have to be in Golos for 400 years. And that's what they were sending to Esav, that's what Esav has sent to them. Again, it's brought in Chumash a couple times by Rashi. Okay, well, if that's true, that whoever doesn't get a Chelik Baretz is not part of the, have to be in the Piron Shtar, so Shevet Levi is also not getting a chelik baretz, right? Shevet Levi did not get a chelik baretz. If so, then you can understand very well why they didn't have to be Meshuvah and Mitzrayim, because they're not getting a chelik in Eretz Yisrael anyway. Okay, so if that's the case, so then This is what another pshat in what Paro was saying. Atem lama v'divrechem lama. Because Paro's coming to say like this. You Moshe say it's time for the Jews to go. I did some fancy calculations. It has not been 400 years yet. It's not even close, right? It was Redu Shana. They're only there 210 years. So it should come out, therefore, that they have, Paro was saying, you have many more years left here. Elamai what? Elamai, you're saying, well, why should I, Yaakov, have had to pay the 400? I already did 254, 210, rather. Let Esav do the rest. 50-50. If that's your cheshbon, Moshe, that's why you came to me to get out. I know you're supposed to be there 400 years. And you're going to say, well, you did 200 plus, so it's now Esav's turn to do the rest. Well, if so, Atem Lama, how come you, Shevet Levi, are, not slaves? It must be because whoever does not have a chelik parts doesn't have to be slaves. Okay, if so, then Divrechem Lama, then it makes no sense, because Esav's not getting a chelik in Eretz Yisrael either, so you got to do the whole 400. Very interesting shot, right? That's what Paro was saying. How Paro knew all this, I don't know. That's his suggestion in Drash. You could say that that's what Paro meant. Since Esav had no chelik in the Piron Haaretz, in the Aretz, he doesn't have a chelik be Piron Aretz, so how are you coming to tell me that you want to get out after 210 years, you got 190 left? Don't tell me Esav's going to do the rest because he doesn't have a chelik, just like you guys were not slaves because you were not part of the Piron Chov. Okay. Now he has a third pshat in that medrash. So he brings a medrash that says, and I think most of us know this also from Rashi, that the Aseres HaDibros, Anochei Hashem Elokecha, it says Elokecha and not Elokechem. So this way, the various ways this comes up, that Moshe was able to say, ah, oh, you're only mitzvah b'mi Hashem, not everybody else. It says Anochi Hashem Elokecha, not Anochi Hashem Elokechem. So this way, when they send it to Egel, Moshe could say, they didn't do anything wrong, you were only mitzvah me, not them. Okay, but the Maharash Yafa asks a question, that's good for Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem said it just to Moshe, fine. What's Asher Otzisicha Meretz Mitzvah Mi Beis Avadim? What in the world? Hashem only took Moshe out of that. Moshe wasn't even in it. He was Shevet Levi. He wasn't enslaved at all. What does it mean? If it was talking to Moshe, then it's not Asher Tzicha Meretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim. Moshe wasn't a slave. So the Marash Yafa has some answers. He says maybe it's that Hashem helped him escape from Paro when Paro was trying to kill him, or the fact that he was brought up in the house of Paro saved him from the Sheba. But again, the Parshas Drachim says, I don't know, he's Shevet Levi. He wouldn't have been Nishtabin anyway. So he says that either way, he thinks that this is what the Medrash was saying, that, just to, I mean the Medrash, the original Medrash that we've been talking about, Atem Lama V'Divrechem Lama. So this is what the Medrash was saying, that when Paro said to them, you want to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, but the Jews are going to sin eventually, and then Hashem's going to destroy them, so he's not going to want to take you out. Elamai, you'll tell me that you're going to be able to get out of it, because you're going to say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that it was only said to you, and not to the Jewish people entirely. So if so, then why are you walking around here free? You see that you're not part of the Shebud. And if you're not part of the Shebud, so then you're not going to be able to use that as an excuse. When it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzicha, Meretz Mitzrayim, B'Beis Avadim, obviously that wasn't talking about you, Moshe, it was talking about the B'nai Shel, so therefore you're going to not have an excuse. They're all going to be destroyed, and Hashem wouldn't take them out if he knows they're going to be sinners. How in the world Paro knew any of this? Again, I don't know. This is just drash. That's what he suggested the Medrash meant. And it was his kasha on this Medrash is exactly what Paro was saying to Moshe, that the Jewish people, they're going to be sin. They're going to sin in the future. Of course, Hashem's not going to take him out. And the heter of your excuse that Hashem was just saying it to you, it's not going to be plausible because you weren't part of Mitzrayim. Okay. Anyway, those are his three explanations. Now, he wants to use all he said now to explain this very perplexing question that is asked by the Ramban, which is, Shevet Levi was really, really small. If you look at the Ramban says all this, if you look at the ages between From 30 to 50, it says there were 8,000 of them. 8,580, something like that. That's teeny. That's not even half of another Shavit from 20 to whatever. How could they be so teeny? So we know Chazal tell us that the Arun was Mechalabahem. It says that the reason why they were so small is because they were carrying the Arun, and therefore if they didn't do it perfectly, so that they were killed. Okay, but the Parshas Drachim has some pretty basic questions. Number one, only Kahus carried the Aron. That means two-thirds of the Shevet should have been, you know, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That's number one. Number two is, maybe more fundamentally, when the first Minyan happened, the Levium weren't carrying the Aron yet. This is the Ramban's Kasha. When you first find out how small they are, it was before they started being the ones carrying the Aron. So how do we understand why they were originally so small? So he answers, again the Ramban says something similar. He answers that the reason Shevet Levi was so small is because they weren't part of the Shibut. The Ramban, the way the Ramban explains it is, since they weren't part of the Shibud, it was the whole reason Hashem made them Pur Ravu, made them have six kids in one pregnancy, is because Paro said, I'm going to wipe them out, and, you know, so Hashem was going to say, we're going to see who wins this one. And that's why they had so many kids. But the Parshas Drachim has his own reason that he sells elsewhere, that it was to help fill up the whole 400 years. But whatever the case is, since Shevet Levi wasn't part of the Shibud, they weren't part of that whole Cheshbon at all, and therefore, the reason they were so small is because they weren't part of the Shibud. They didn't have the miraculous having six kids at once. That's why they were so small. Okay, because they weren't part of the Shibud, they weren't part of the Shtar, the whole thing didn't apply to them. Okay, with this he wants to explain something else. It says, Ve'itein Hashem eschein ha'am be'inei Mitzrayim, right? When the Jews were leaving, so they were borrowing, so to speak, they were taking stuff from the Mitzrayim before they left. They were borrowing the Kelim, and it says, Ve'itein Hashem eschein ha'am be'inei Mitzrayim, Gam Vayish Moshe Gadol Me'od. So Hashem gave their chain, the chain of the in the eyes of Mitzrayim, and also Moshe was very great. So he asked a couple questions. Number one, usually the term is used as a Lashon Gnai when we're doing the good things, when we're in, you know, Klal Yisrael's Bechvodim, they're called Yisrael. When they're not, they're called the Like it says, Vayachal Ha'am Liznos, right? Chazal tell us that when the Jews are doing the wrong thing, they're referred to as but they weren't doing the right thing, they're referred to as Yisrael. So why would it say, V'itin Hashem Eschena Am Be'inei Mitzrayim? They weren't doing anything wrong, they were doing the right thing, they were told to do this. Furthermore, what is the relevance of Moshe was very great in the eyes of the Mitzrayim? And what does the word Gam mean? Gam Hayish Moshe, what does that mean? Okay, so again, the Rishon discussed this as well. So he wants to answer like this, that what's the reason that the Klal Yisrael was Zocha to get all that money from the Mitzrayim? And that Yom Suf too. He says, like many of us think, right? Because they worked for all those years. Hashem made it that they got paid. Because when they left Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim gave them all this money, and then at the Yom Suf they got a ton of money. That was all because they had worked for all these years for the Mitzrayim and never gotten paid, so Hashem made sure they got paid. But the Levi never worked. Levi wasn't part of the Shibud. Okay, so that should mean that Levi is not part of this deal. They shouldn't have been able to get anything from the Mitzrayim. Okay, he brings another Gemara that Levi is never called It's not considered part of the and the Gemara says actually in Chulin Adav Kuf Lamed Av that the Levi'im are putter from giving the Zerah L'Chayim in Keva because it says, Zeyyeh Mishpat HaKohanim Me'eitz Ha'am, and the Gemara says Levi'im are not part of the So you see, never refers to Shevet Levi. Ah, now it's very good. This is mamash beautiful. It says, Ve'itin Hashem eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim. So the non-Levi people had chein from the Mitzrayim. They were giving them, what's it called? They gave everyone but Levi the money when they came by. Now, the Gemara in Sota also tells us that look how great the mitzvos are chavivos on Moshe Rabbeinu, that everybody was running to take money from the Mitzrayim, and Moshe ran to get Yosef's bones. It says, Vayikach Moshe Zatzmas Yosef, everybody ran to get money, and he was mechabiv mitzvos, he ran to do mitzvos, look how great Moshe Rabbeinu was. So according to what we're saying, what do you mean? Moshe was part of Shevet Levi. So they went to give it to him anyway, because he didn't deserve it. He wouldn't have gotten that chain. That's the next pasuk. Gam Yish Moshe Galdam Od, meaning, yeah, good. Rest of Shevet Levi wouldn't have gotten it. Moshe would have gotten it. He was a celebrity. He would have been, everybody would have been excited to give him their stuff. So that's why it's still a raya, that even though Moshe is a Levi, he's not part of the he wouldn't have had any chain, you would think. No, it's saying, so therefore it tells you, no, Gam Moshe. Moshe is great too. The Mitzvah would have given him all the money. So it is, you do see how mitzvahs were chavivis on Moshe, because he could have gotten all his money and yet he ran to do mitzvahs, as it says, chacham lev, ikach mitzvahs. Okay, that's the end of the drush.